I'll just start with Jay. Jay has spent since the day he got hurt. He spent really 24/7. He was here the entire bye week. He's done everything he can on and off the field to get ready. The last couple days, he's gone through an excessive protocol to make sure that he was, by doctor's evaluation, cleared to play the game on Sunday. And this morning, they cleared him to play. And he practiced the entire practice today, took every rep, and had a good practice. And I'll leave it at that.
So he will start today.
I expect him to start on Sunday. He had an excellent practice. Moved around. We did work the entire game plan today. Our movements, climbing the pocket, throwing the football, down the field, short throws. Climbing, everything. He did everything today, and all that stuff he's been doing the last few days with the trainers and with the doctor's supervision. Number one is the doctors had told us that the injury was what it was. It was a legitimate four-week injury, and Jay took, he took it upon himself to, as I said, literally 24/7, doing everything he could to rehab. And, Jay is a unique regarding, he really understands his body. He understands how to take care of himself. And he's a unique athlete. And I'm sure some of that came into it. But just there was a lot of incredible amount of hard work and effort that he had put in to even have the chance to get to this point. And we're excited about it. The fact says a lot about his commitment to the team. And he came in this morning, did a few other things. Doctors said you're good to go. I don't know. There's a group of doctors and trainers, and like I said, and I've said this from the beginning. I never get involved in how these things go because it's really not my job to do that. And I just try to monitor it day by day, ask him how he's doing. But in terms of the doctors that were involved, we have a team of doctors here and a team of trainers, and they were all involved in the process of getting him back and getting him ready to go. It really wasn't. We did the same thing last week on Thursday. I had one period left that I had scripted, and I made a decision to just add it to tomorrow's practice. Remember, this is like a Wednesday for the guys, so they're still a little bit sore. And so we backed off a little bit, and we'll add it to Friday's practice, just five plays. Yeah, I think that, you learn from your mistakes. I mean, he had a ball security issue backed up, which we consistently work on day in and day out. He had a couple of scrambles. He had a high throw. As I said, the day after it happened, we had a depth of the route that caused the first one. That would have cleaned that up a little bit. Those are the three that I can remember. There may down the sideline there was one as well, and we had talked about that. I think those are mistakes that he learned from. And hopefully, I think we saw that as he moved on. We'll see this week. I think that the natural effect is, without being specific, is they have a very good pass rush. They have good players, not just Sue, but they have a very good four-man pass rush. And we're not the only ones. You got to turn on the tape. You see it through Cincinnati and other games that they played in the Washington, in the cut-ups that we look at. So. We just got to do a good job up front, and we got to be able to have the ability to move the quarterback around and get away from the rush, and we'll try to do that as well. But overall, we got to play a cleaner game. I mean, we gave the defense the ball in our territory too many times, four times, one on special teams, and three times offensively. We gave up a touchdown, so it was a short field for our defense most of the game. We got to do a better job of doing what we know we're capable of, and that's sustaining drive, staying on the field, making sure we're not in backed-up situations, so we give our defense a short field and take care of the football. Not at all. He's been cleared to play, and if he couldn't do everything that a quarterback has to do on a game, an NFL Sunday, he wouldn't be out there. And as I said, he's been cleared because the doctors believe that there's nothing that he can't do physically to play the position. We would never put him out there if he wasn't cleared to do everything.